Okay, so Daf Vav Amud Beis. So we're at...
Which Wi-Fi is it on?
I don't know.
It's number one.
Which Wi-Fi are you connected to right now?
It's working.
There's H and H2, so it's H. Yeah. Regular H.
What are these for the streaming? That's what I'm wondering.
So let's go back to the Gemara. There is the two dots, four lines, four big lines down, there's two dots, but we did that Gemara already. So from there, go down another four lines. Right, from the two dots, go down another four lines.
Is it after the Sasra Katle?
I'm right at the end of the line, right at the end of the Maisa, the Katle, right? He killed him.
Bob?
Vav Amud Beis. Right over here. Here's my finger. Right, literally in the middle of the page. Look at this.
Okay.
It's legitimately in the middle of the page. Amr Le Hahu Merabon and Lerav Bivi. Beivai, some say Beivai, some say Bibi. Right now you have to know how you'll say it. If you're a Netanyahu fan, you'll say Bibi. If you're not, you'll say Beivai, you know.
Thank you.
Okay, Amr Lehu Merabon Lerav Bibi Barabai. Vamri Le Rav Bibi Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Some say it was the name of Rav Bibi into Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So he brings a pasuk here. Mai. So look at pasuk Zayin. Look on the right side. On the right side is Zayin. You see that in the margin? Pasuk says
Zayin.
Yeah, you guys got it. So look on the margin. Look at the Zayin. On this margin of the page, Zayin. It says Saviv Rishon Yisalachon. You see that? So this pasuk we had just used when we were talking about davening Achuri Beis HaKnesses. The pasuk they called him a Rasha is because they said Saviv Rishon Yisalachon, that these Rishon, they surround, they don't go into shul, they're on the outside, they're called a Rasha. That was the Gemara we just learned last week, right? So then the Hemshich, the continuation of the pasuk says, Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're already talking about Rishon over here. It's not going to be a happy pasuk. Now this pasuk and this Gemara is used any time, you'll see in a minute, at the beginning of anybody's shmoozing about tefillah, this Gemara is spoken about. They will quote this Gemara, and then they'll go on. But
this is not it, right?
This is not it, this is it.
This is it.
This is it, okay. Yeah. It's real quick. Okay. So look what it says. So look what the Gemara says. Go back to the Gemara. I myself lost it. By the Zion. My Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam. What does that mean, Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam? What is this Rum Zulus Livnei Adam? Says the Gemara. Gemara's going to learn it two ways. This is the famous way. Amar Le, you probably heard this before. Eilu Devarim Sha'omdim Berumo Shalolom. There are things that are standing at the height of the world. Berumo, Rome, height, which is like the word Kurum, Krom, Kurum. And they're making a drasha. Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam. There's something that's Burum Shal Olam Ubnei Adam Mizalzal in Benam. People are Mizalzal in it. What does Mizalzal mean? You disgrace it. Not good. Again, so the Pasuk, the Jerusha comes from the words. Look, hold your finger there. Go back to Zion. Saviv Risham Yisalachim. These Risham are just surrounding the shuls. They're not going inside. I mean the other way. Shtei Rishuyos maybe, whatever it is. Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam. Kurum. That which is at the Rumo Shel Olam, at the height of the world, Zulus, they're Mezalzel, the people are Mezalzelim. What is that? What's at the height of the world? Now the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says Drasha. Look at Rashi, this is where everybody comes in. Rashi, left side, Rashi says, Kurum Zulus, Sefer Dekal Del El, it's the end of the Pasuk earlier. Look at Rashi with my finger. I don't know, it's like a few lines down. Rashi says, Devarim Sha'omdim Barum Shalolam Kegon, for example, Tefillah. Everybody uses this as a for the beginning of their drushes on Tefillah. The Tefillah is at the Rumah Shalolam, and everybody's Mazalzal in it. Everybody's Mazalzal in Tefillah. Kegon Tefillah Sha'ola Lamaila, Tefillah goes up Lamaila. Okay? So Tefillah is at Barum Shalolam. I feel Mazalzal. Zilzul means disgrace, but as I was saying earlier, Zol means also to cheapen. Zolpo, you ever go to Eretz Yisrael? Zolpo? Mm-hmm. No, you never seen? There's a store, I think, Zolpo.
Yeah.
Where everywhere it says Zol, Zol, Zol. What does that mean? It means cheap. It means it's on sale. I think it is another word that they use for sale, but Zol means cheap. Zolpo, cheap here. Come here to get cheap stuff at the dollar store, you know? So Zilzul is when you make something really cheap. It's cheap, it's worthless. Now, just we're going to discuss tefillah, but everybody just uses this as tefillah. However, Rashi says kegon tefillah, for example, tefillah. There's other things in this world, meaning this world has many high things that are spiritual or higher than the gashmi, and people are mezalzel in it. Now, everybody just uses this for tefillah, which we will also, but just know, this is not just a sugi about tefillah. So let's go back to the Gemara for a second. So there's this thing that's at the height of the world, tefillah's at the height of the world, because also tefillah's she'ola lamayla. We have to know what that means. It's ola lamayla. What does that even mean? We always say, where do your tefillahs go? Like what, out of my mouth, it goes like some outer space, some spaceship? It's ola lamayla? I mean, that's what you think when you're a kid. Where does it all go? See, when it came to the Mikdash and the Mishkan, so there was we lit a carbon on fire and Reich Nichoch Hashem, it was Ola Lamayla, the smoke went up. Now, even that, where's that going? It's going to space. Where's it going? The Bar Yolam sitting up there like floating around on like on a carpet. Ola Lamayla doesn't mean anything physical. Again, when it comes to the smoke, physically smoke went up, but that's not what it means. And we have to get a deeper understanding. Ola Lamayla, what does it mean whenever we say, you know, look to the heavens, look to outer space? Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hands and everybody sees his hands and they look up. And what, they see the sun? Today we're not going to see the sun, right? What does this mean? Now we all understand it means something in spirituality, something in ruchnius. So we have to speak it out.
Something higher.
Something higher. But even that, people just say, oh, it's higher. Oh, very nice, it's higher. We have to get into it. It's very important.
We need to visualize.
Otherwise, because if you just, because if we visualize, don't visualize.
No, I know that.
If we just say things like this, like the way we learn when we're in 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, if we just continue saying the same way, it's going up to Hashem, which we get that, what that means, but if we don't get into it, then we cheapen it. It means so much more. It means something so, so much more. I mean, just imagine your life before you learned anything about Panemius, and anything before you learned about Sphirus, anything before you met Rebbe, and then everything that now you know. Your life is just much. And some people who grew up here, it's like, it's funny. People who grew up in this shul and they grew up here for 20 years, they don't even have a hasaga almost of what it is like in the outside world. People, they don't know anything. And they come here like, whoa, there's a Ribbono Shalom. But people who grew up here, they grew up with the Bar Yolam. So they don't even know that there could be anything out there, you know, else than that.
You nurtured on the Kool-Aid.
Which is great. No, but for them, it's not Kool-Aid. Because for them, this is life. What are you talking about? Like I just, like the other week, last week, I couldn't control myself. I don't know if anybody saw it. I never do this thing called status. This is not my thing. Status, you know, on WhatsApp. I don't do status.
You have WhatsApp?
I have WhatsApp, whatever.
I don't even know what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Okay, on WhatsApp?
Post.
You know WhatsApp?
I know WhatsApp.
You know the thing, status? Status? You don't know.
Okay.
So you're holding in the right place.
Really?
Anyway.
It's possible. Good. I didn't know
what it was for. Here. Anyway, it's where you send out to everybody, right? You can send a message that anybody can see it.
Anybody well, that's what WhatsApp is. It's a group thing.
I'll show you afterwards. I didn't copy it. Also, when I didn't know what it was, I'm like, what does that mean? Akoponim.
Right.
Last week, it was Friday. And then there was the earthquake. Okay? I'm sitting in a basement dish and I'm learning and everything starts to shake and I hop. There was one a few years ago at some point, I remember. Mm-hmm. I felt it. It's been there before. It's not so crazy. We're not going to die. Everything's okay. Okay? So then, family chats, isn't that? Everybody starts to go wild. In many different ways. People are saying, oh my gosh, Mashiach's coming. You have those chevra. Because then they start sending out these fake posts where there was one time, it says, you know, when an earthquake and there's a solar eclipse, with that combination, Mashiach's vada coming. Good. Do you have that? No, there. You didn't get that one?
No, I slept through it, by the way.
Yeah, good for you. Most people slept through it without realizing, because even feeling it, they slept through it.
Yeah, I didn't even feel it.
So then you have all this, and then you have people just going crazy, right? Oh my gosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's waking us up. I couldn't control myself. So I sent out, again, who saw it? Maybe five people, I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also makes the sun shine, the wind blow, and the rainfall. That's what I said. That's what I put up. Hey, people get so lost in the sauce. I'm just using that lashon. One of my friends told me that. Lost in the sauce. When something changes, oh my gosh, there's a Bar Yolam. But then what? Then when there's no earthquake, you're back down, there's no Bar Yolam. That's what it is. The whole tachlis of the earthquake was simple. Not to say Armageddon. There's not going to be destruction of the world. It's to say, hello, hi, you forgot about me. You know when it's sunny outside? That's me also. Hello. Right? Imagine, we can always use the husband and wife, Mishalom, you know? Husband is totally into his work, totally not paying attention to her. He's just in his work. And then she, I don't know, one day she comes home and she has like a white flag. Ridiculous. And then she's waving a white flag. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to get your attention. He's like, okay, you have my attention. She says, okay, we have to talk about the grocery list. And then he's like, he just walks away. It's not just about that. That was a bad marshal, actually. But it's more about, wake up, I'm your wife. Like, not just now. Not just now, pay attention. Pay attention to me in general. Pay attention. What was the tachas of the Erechot? Think about it. For us. Again, there might have been damage, people might have been hurt. And I'm not cheapening that. But here, right here where we were, where it was just a tremor for everything. And then there was a later one. It's wake up, there's a bari olam. There's a bracha to say. Asher kocho ugvurosum mali olam. His power and his strength fills the world. So then what does everybody do? Because if you don't understand gevura, where does everybody go to? Oh my gosh, we're getting punished for our sins, and we're going to go to Gehenna, and we're going to die, and then or Mashiach's coming. They go into that whole world. That's not normal. That's just not normal. Normal is a kaddish saying, yes, I'm very strong, but the sun's also strong, and the wind is also strong, and the air you breathe is also my strength. Just once in a while, I have to wake you up because you're forgetting. Very simple. But we forget. We cheapen life. We cheapen a beautiful day. We cheapen it. That's what we're talking about. Don't cheapen. Every day we daven. But we've cheapened it because we don't understand it. Now, Rav Cook's going to go into a depth in his way, and hopefully we can understand it. But let's just finish the rest of the Gemara here. It's another interpretation of this pasuk. Very important. We have to wake up. I mean, you don't have to, but if you want to live a happy life, you do. So he says, again, these are things that stand at the height of the world. But people are mizalzin it. They cheapen it. They don't understand its depth. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar d'amar tanavayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both say, kevan shenit starach. This is a second interpretation. Kevan shenit starach adam lebrios. If a person comes to need other people, it's generally understood is that he needs money, but it can mean in any way. He needs people. He can't do things by himself, and it's not just simply I need a partner. It's something that he tried and he's low level. We'll explain more later. Kemishin Sarach Adon Lebrius Pond of Mishtanos Kekrum. His face changes colors like a krum. Shenehemar Kerum Zulus Bnei Adam. When a person is Zulus Bnei Adam, when he becomes Zol, cheap, in the eyes of other people because he needs them, then Krum, his face changes colors like a krum. My krum, what is a krum? Ki Asr Rav Dimi Amar, he said, when Rav Dimi came, he said, what is a krum? Of echa yesh bekrachei hayam. There's a bird in the island somewhere. How they knew this? I don't know. But there is a bird. Ukrum shema. His name is Krum. When David HaMelech said Ukrum zulus ben adam, he was referring in one interpretation. He was referring to this bird that was in some of the islands. The cave and shechama zorachas. When the sun would shine on this bird, mishapech lekama gavanin, he would shine different colors. Many many colors would come out. So it says. So therefore, kurum zulus ben adam. In this interpretation, if a person is embarrassed by his need for other people, his face will change colors, all the different colors of embarrassment, like this bird, the kurum. That's the Gemara says. Rav Ami Ravasi Damar Tervayu Kiilu. Rav Ami and Rav Asi both said when a person is so embarrassed that he needs other people, Kiilu Nidon B'Shnei Dinim. It's like he's being judged with two types of din, Eish Umayim. Two types, fire and then water. Sometimes he's different types of feelings of embarrassment and low level, whatever it may be. Shenemar, Herkavta Enish L'Roshenu, Banu Be'eshim Mayim. When a Kodesh Hu, you've placed people upon me, then I need them. Therefore, it's like going through fire and water, which is actually the pasuk. I think that the Rav Nosson biography through fire and water comes from this pasuk. Okay, but anyway, that's just an Agav Breslov point. Okay, so 3 points to this Gemara. One, and then 2 points that are connected. Barumu Shel Olam, there's some things that are very, very high in the world, but people are mezalzel in it. Rashi says, for example, tefillah, could be other things. Number two, when a person is embarrassed by his need of other people, his face changes colors like a krum. And also, a person who needs other people and he's embarrassed, it's like he's being judged with fire and water. And that's part of also the change of face and the change of his physiology because of this. Okay. Let's just read a Rashi here. Rashi says, Kaven, back to where we were holding, Kaven should start holding bris because a person needs other people who zal beinem, becomes zol, becomes cheap in their eyes. Right? You lose your self-confidence. You lose your self-respect, which is not a good thing. Everybody needs a healthy self-confidence and self-respect. You need that, or it's hard to live happily. And the Roshenu, Leos Nosha Banu Dimitargamina, Kenosha Karashia. I actually had to look it up. I don't even know what that means, Kenosha. But also good tests. In case of Talvez, Amihani, Amihotia, Kenosha, lo. It's referring to needing money. When a person needs money for somebody else, he needs to borrow money, he feels lower than them, and therefore his face changes color. Outcome. I think it's very important to see for right now. Let's see this piece from Rav Kook. This is not this line of there are things that are Bruma Shel Olam and other Mezalzlin. It's a very important line. And I could open up almost any Sefer and Tefillah, and I bet they will bring this Maimer Chazal in the Hakdama or in one of the first Maimar. But we have to, and it's not halachic in any way, but we have to learn it also in our way. So we're going to learn from Rav Kook. It's very important. What does it mean it's Berum Shel Olam? Again, if we take Berum Shel Olam classically, when people hear this line, classically, what do people think? Tefillah is, this is how they translate. Tefillah is Berum Shel Olam, tefillah is very important, and people disgrace it. That's the basic gist how people learn. Of course that's true, but that's very general, very klali. You don't get much out of that, right? How many people has that changed their lives? The person's like, I know, I get it, let's move on. Sometimes you have to go into the bina, you need to go into the details of it. So let's start now with Rav Kook. We'll try, let's see after the Shemaya. So he says here on Os Nanzain, my krum zulus l'bnei adam, il drom sh'omdem brum shal olam, l'bnei adam izalzimem. Hatfilahi omedes brum shal olam. Tfila stands berumo shal olam. Stands at the height of the world, right? Berom. But think about it. If tefillah is at the height of the world, just okay, we have to imagine physically now, even though it's not true physically, but so it's over here, it's up here. Well, what about over here? What about this? What's all this stuff? What's in the middle? Tefillah is at the room. Everybody understands it to mean it's very important, it's high, it's important. But we have to also understand it in a detailed way. It didn't just say it's chashiv. Didn't say that, right? That would have been the better not drasha, because you need the word Rome, but tefillah, there are things that are very important, and people are mezalzel. That would be a good, a good contrast. But it doesn't say that. It says tefillah is at the height of the world. So what does that mean, height? So again, Rav Kook says, tatfil hi omedes bruma shel olam, amnam tochan ruma shel olam hu. Well, what about the toch? What does toch mean? Inside, the contents, meaning what's inside the world. If this is at the top of the world, top of the mountain, well, what is the mountain made up of? What's the world made up of? The world is made up of teva, of nature, of gashmias, of ruchnias. The whole world is filled up of this stuff, and tefillah is on top of that. And not just on top of that, if we want to add Rashi to it, Rashi said tefillahs are sent lamaila. That means milamata, lamaila. So that means, according to Rashi, tefillah starts at the bottom, where we are, right, where we daven. It has to go through, according to Rav Kook, teva, gashmis, and ruchnias, to the rumo shel olam. Okay? Aval atzad haram shel haolam. But this side, this high haram, this high side, because ram is also a very important gematria, amalek, to be very careful, right? Rum 240 is gematria suffik, it's gematria amalik. Rum levavcha v'shachachta Hashem. Your heart became haughty and you forgot a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this word rum is a very tricky word. It also means romumus. Yeris haromumus. You have to be very careful with this word, right? So this tzad in the positive of this height, hu rak shahanim tzoim shem bali bechira yivchuru betof. It's dependent on the people here, the Bali Bechira, us, not animals, only us, that we make proper choices. There's a world that we live in. There's a world of Teva, there's a world of Gashmas, there's a world of Ruchnis. And then there's us, in the middle of it all. The token of the world. In this world, we have to make proper choices. If you do, then you start to climb on the mountain. Because again, the content, the mountain of this world, is the Teva, the Gashmas, and the Ruchnis. The tefillah's on the top. We need to get there. You only get to actual tefillah if you make the proper choices down here. And the Bali Bechira, us, human beings who choose, acquire with Chachma proper hanhagas, proper behaviors, in a way of Shlemus. Before tefillah starts, you need to wake up. You need to be a mensch. You need to be a happy person. You need to choose to go to shul. There's a lot of things before you can get to this thing called tefillah. And I don't just mean at 6 o'clock in the morning tefillah. I mean, we'll see, tefillah means something higher. It means tefillah itself, but it means something higher. Right? You have to make a lot of choices to even prepare yourself. I'm not saying mikvah. I'm saying you have to be a mensch. Valzem, you said this tefillah. And on that is miyusa tefillah, because tefillah is beruma shalola. Tefillah is at the top. We want to get to tefillah. So most people, they just try to they're at the lowest place. They bring tefillah down to the lowest place, and they try to daven down there, hoping that somehow that will raise them up. Says Rav Kook, let's learn carefully. It says tefillah is beruma shalom. It's already at the Rome. So how do you get to that place? How do you get to the top of the mountain where tefillah is resting? By making proper choices in the middle of the sugya. If tefillah is at the top of the sugya, on the top of the mountain, we have to make proper choices. Teva, gashmas, and ruchnis.
Does that mean tefillah doesn't exist at the bottom?
No, it does. It does. But we have to understand the tachlis of tefillah, and then we could draw it down. Because again, like Rashi said, it's ola lamala. So we need to know what is this lamala that we're talking about, that then we can bring it back down here. But because, as Rav Kook, and it's based on the Gemara, but since most people just see the reality, rak mitaratzma, just for itself, meaning they just see the Gashmias, the world, this is all that there is. Lo mitzad yikras ha-pu'ulos ha-yotzos mena ayedea b'chira tova. They don't see the world from a preciousness of the choices that they make. I mean, people see this world as bottom line. Did you do it? Did you not do it? Is it sunny? Is there money in the bank account? Are things going well? Then it's good. But the Pnimius is not true. The Pnimius is based on, did you make a right choice? What happens if you made the right choice and the stock went down? Imagine you could say such a thing. You made the right choice and the money went down. So next time I should change? Right? You had the perfect form in basketball and you missed the shot. So I should make a change. No. You just keep doing what you're doing. We know that it's 1,000. You keep to the form and eventually things will, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. Meaning it's telling the Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world based on our Ratzon, based on, you have to, of course, do Hashtadlus, you have to try, but it's more Yakar, the proper choice, than selling yourself to try to force an outcome. Yeah, I could also steal, lie, cheat, manipulate to get the money, but is that worth it? Not only is that halacha, it's just not, you're not going to make you a better person.
He's doing the same thing over and hoping for different results. So I don't understand this idea of keep doing the same thing and hoping it gets better.
I didn't say hope. I never said those words. You said those words. I didn't say hoping it gets better.
You said do the same thing. You're already doing the right form. You're already doing this. You don't have to change anything.
That's it.
I don't know what you mean by that.
That's it.
Because if you don't change anything, then things keep coming out the same. And it's not going well.
Right. If things are broken, yeah. But we're talking about a person who's making the right choices. He has the right form. Let's say it's actually correct. Yes, many people are doing things again and again wrong. Yes, you have to make a change. I'm saying if you're getting it right. If a person has a form in basketball and the coach said, you're perfect, you're great, you got it. Just keep shooting. Don't change anything. There are certain times the coach says, listen, buddy, you might want to change that form. Okay, so make the change. But once or if you've worked in business for a long time and it's gone well. So I mean, you have the right form. So for 2 months, 6 months, it's not going. So you change the whole thing. You got to stay. You have to be tough. You need to stay course, and then make the proper choices, and things will. Not every single time, of course. There's always exceptions, but if you're doing it right, keep going. The point is, Rav Kook is making, is that people look at the world again, just bottom line, just the tochen shabo. How did it go? He says, no, you're making a mistake. That the bechira, the proper choices, is really what's ikar. Al kain, we're not going to have time to finish. Al kain, ein lahem musug nochon b'hatfila, because people just see the world mitzad atzmo. They're not understanding that it's based on something deeper. We're going to have to explain this more tomorrow. They're not understanding that it's based more on the choices you make. They're not seeing tefillah properly. Become confused with it. Making a bilbil out of tefillah. For example, if tefillah to a person is, you say a lot of nice things to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but basically it's to ask for things that I need and want. Yeah, there's praises. No one's crazy. There's thanks, there's praises. But basically, it's just to get what I want. Who has ever davened in their entire life and received like everything they've asked for? If a person is using it, just ask again and this and this, how many times does it really come out? If tefillah really was a tool just to get what you want, say, A, not a great tool, because people ask for 1,000 things, they don't get it. Right? And B, I forgot what B was. But does it make logical sense? If it was true that tefillah is about getting what you want, so where's all the stuff? Why isn't everybody rich? Everybody healthy? Everybody just at the top of the world? Because who wouldn't ask for that? If that's all that tefillah was. But if that's what you think it is, then you're mezalzel. You're mezbalbil, and you're mezalzel. Tomorrow we'll have to continue. Or, I don't know, whatever day we continue. Tomorrow, Wednesday. The Ankus has to be, we have to go through this slowly. It takes time to settle down. It's very, very important.